The steady aging of the American population means society will have more cases of medical issues that afflict seniors in the years ahead. That includes Alzheimer's disease and other causes of dementia. The larger number of people with dementia means we will need more people to care for them. And Oregon has embarked on an effort to raise the standard of care provided by those caregivers. The effort is called the Oregon Caregiver Training Initiative. Our guest to talk about this is Angie Neal, who's the project director for Oregon Care Partners. Angie, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here to talk about Oregon Care Partners.
Tell us a bit what Oregon Care Partners is all about.
Well, as you've stated, the rapidly growing aging population here in Oregon, and also the fact that the Oregonians over the age of 65 is expected to increase as much as 63% by 2020. And this means that thousands of Oregonians that care for are going to be caring for loved ones at home, and this is often without specialized healthcare training or community resources for them to rely on. So the Oregon legislature in 2014 funded the Caregiver Training Initiative to address this need, and Oregon Care Partners is here to improve the healthcare and of the aging Oregonians by helping train and give quality training to professional and family caregivers.
So did Oregon Care Partners already exist? Was it created by the legislature as part of this process?
It was, exactly.
Okay. And is it a consortium of a bunch of different organizations together?
Yes, it is. We are collaborating with many expert organizations to provide these quality trainings to caregivers.
And Angie, what do we know in terms of any hard numbers or good projections anyway about the expectations for the actual growth in need for caregivers?
Well, the response to the Caregiver Training Initiative, that's a really good question, has been outstanding. And although we've just started the program a few months ago, we've already trained hundreds of Oregonians.
All right. So, but we don't know, I mean, do we have any idea like how many, I mean, what the percentage increase year by year, decade by decade might be in the need for caregivers?
No, actually, I really don't have those numbers. I'm sorry. I can get that information for you.
Okay. What standards before this existed for people currently doing the kind of caregiving work we're talking about?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
What kind of standards already existed before the Caregiver Training Initiative for people doing this kind of work?
Well, that's a really good question as well. And there are trainings out there, but unfortunately, a lot of caregivers have to train or have to pay for those trainings, and Oregon Care Partners is offering these trainings for free. And additionally, a lot of these resources weren't available to all corners of the state, and that was another thing that the initiative wanted to address is the underserved populations.
And about how much money do we know that the legislature put into the Caregiver Training Initiative?
Yeah, that's a good question as well, and I actually don't have the budget in front of me, but this is a high priority for the legislature and for us, and we feel like we have enough to make a difference.
Now, are there different standards for people providing care to family members than there are for people who are essentially, I imagine, getting paid for the work to do for somebody else?
No, actually not. The standards are the same. The trainings are the same, and they're offered for both family and professional caregivers. And for family members, you know, that's anyone caring for a loved one, and even the public. So because everyone at some point may be touched by this issue with an aging parent or an aging loved one. So the trainings are available and applicable to anyone in the state of Oregon.
Is it fairly common that it is family members that end up caring for the people with dementia issues?
It is very common, yes.
All right. And do we have any idea that the total number at this point of caregivers there are, non-family caregivers around the state of Oregon?
I actually do not have those exact numbers, but I know there are thousands of Oregonians that are caring for loved ones at home.
And are there, Angie, any subsidies or assistance payments or anything available to help families where a person needs to stay home and care for a person who needs dementia care?
There may be programs out there, and, you know, I would tell people that they should contact their Department of Human Services office to get that information.
All right. So who does the training then through the Caregiver Training Initiative?
We have a lot of expert trainers. We are partnering with Consonus Healthcare and Acumentra Healthcare to do medication management training. This helps improve outcomes with aging Oregonians on very specific and very complex medication regimes. We're also partnering with Positive Approach to Care, Tipa Snow, who is a leading expert in Alzheimer's and dementia care, and just other Alzheimer's associations and a lot of other well-known organizations.
So what are some of the major components of the CARE program? What kinds of things will a person learn that they might not have known about before, just on a basic human level, like this is how you care for somebody?
Well, yeah, exactly. So if they're in a medication management course, they're going to learn about medicines, and you know, it's a low-level course that anyone can understand. It's very basic, how to understand medications down to reading a medication label, and then also understanding the body and how the medications affect the body, how drugs interact with each other. And then Alzheimer's and dementia is going to help teach the caregiver how to respond to that person with Alzheimer's dementia, how to understand the changes that are happening in the brain, which is very important, which I think a lot of people need this information to understand what's going on with their loved one, because it can be very very heartbreaking to watch someone change before your eyes and not know how to help them.
So the care process will be very different, it sounds like, you know, from one set of months to another.
Yes, exactly. I mean, every day. It changes every day. So it's important to have these caregivers have the tools that they need, and then also so they know how to take care of themselves. Because it's, you know, it's a heartbreaking, arduous process for these caregivers to care for their aging parents and loved ones. And we want to provide that help to them.
Angie Neal's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the project director at Oregon Care Partners, and we're talking about the Oregon Caregiver Training Initiative, which the legislature set up, as you heard Angie say, last year, designed to provide consistent, standardized, evidence-based caregiver training across the state of Oregon for people providing dementia care to people they know or people they don't know. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your questions or comments at 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760, by email jx@jeffnet.org. It sounds like, since you have to be ready for so many different things, this is fairly comprehensive training, so I'm wondering how long it takes, Angie.
Well, we have both online and in-person trainings. So the online trainings can be anywhere from 1 to 4 hours, depending on the training. Most of them are about 1 hour. And then the in-person trainings are anywhere from a full-day training to a two-day training. And we do also have some half-day trainings, like the challenging behaviors courses are half-day trainings, so they're 4 hours.
Challenging behaviors, and I imagine that's a fairly that's a really interesting segment, I would think.
Yes. It can be, yes.
All right. So I'm curious, too, because I remember just in doing some research for this, reading about the things that you can expect, perhaps, of Alzheimer's patients versus people with Lewy's dementia. Are there differences in how people function under different types of dementia?
Yes, there are differences to how people function under different types of dementia, and those are addressed in the training. But even though there are differences, the care is usually very much the same.
All right, I was going to ask about that part then. So basically, though, you're still taking care of some essential human needs, and there are just...
Yes, of course, and the brain changes, you know, are very similar. The outcomes are similar. So the training addresses those different types of dementia, and then it also covers how you deal with the overall dementia and Alzheimer's brain changes.
All right, here's a call. We have Roseanne and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Angie Neal. We're talking about the Oregon Caregiver Training Initiative.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning,
Jeffrey.
Hi.
I'm wondering, Angie, if you can tell us a little bit about how you happen to get interested and involved in elderly. Is it kind of a family connection, or is that your background of expertise?
Yes, actually, that's a really good question. That's it's new for me. I do have a family connection, but I'm very close to my heart. I've also had friends with loved ones that have been touched by these issues. So it was something that I really wanted to get involved in.
Was there a similar story for you, Roseanne?
I have had some experience with not so much elderly, but young adult who has autism, and his speech is not fully developed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, that's a good question, and I'm wondering if maybe would your training apply to that particular situation?
Oh, interesting question. Thanks for that, Roseanne. Angie, what do you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
If the training would apply to other circumstances beyond dementia, things like autism or just other ways in which you'd be giving care for people if it's not necessarily dementia care.
No, unfortunately, right now, the training that we have is mainly for dementia care.
And how often is the training given and how many different corners of the state of Oregon?
Well, the training is they're all going on now. So online trainings you can take now at OregonCarePartners.com. The in-person trainings are also scheduled now through the end of June 30th in all corners of the state and all local communities.
Okay.
And that, those schedules are available on our website.
OregonCarePartners.com, which
yes.
We already linked to. What then are some of the outcomes that the legislature tabbed with this, that when they set up the Oregon Caregiver Training Initiative? I mean, are there particular measures of success that are expected once the training's been in place for a while?
Well, the measures of success is really to train as many Oregonians as we possibly can. It's an amazing opportunity, and we want people to take advantage of this while it's available.
And how long, again, is the online component, if you choose to go look at that? And do you have to register to get it, or is it just something you're going to watch, like you're watching YouTube videos or something?
Yeah, so the online, it's not a webinar. It's actually a self-paced online class. And so there is a registration process. So you go on to OregonCarePartners.com and register, and then you can select the class that you're interested in. And then it's just, a video and questions, and then you go through multiple choice questions. And they're all about an hour to 2 hours long.
So, I mean,
on a range of topics.
All right. Well, so when you recommend just about anybody could take this, I mean, do you recommend people just go and check it out?
I mean, I do.
It
yes.
could be a casual sort of drop-in thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, anyone can take them.
I imagine there must be some cautions within any kind of training program to not try to work too hard at going beyond the elements of caregiving into trying to figure out what's going on. I'm trying to diagnose things, that sort of thing.
Exactly. You know, you always want to have your personal physician or someone who's looking after your family member do the diagnosing. This is mainly just to give the caregivers the tools and resources that they need to help care for their loved one, not specifically to diagnose or do any sort of prescribing for their loved one.
We mentioned the general set of circumstances that created the Oregon Caregiver Training Initiative, the fact that there will be more people with dementia in the years ahead and therefore a greater need for people ready to care for them and an attempt to raise that level of care. Was there a perception starting out, Angie, though, that Oregon was not doing as well as other states, or was it just sort of a sort of preventive medicine here?
No, I think we're ahead of the game. We are being very proactive about this, and the Oregon legislature recognizing this is taking a proactive stance and trying to get this training out there now so people are prepared for in the future and it becomes a standard. So when this happens and when we start growing this population, you know, people can successfully take care of their loved ones.
And it were the training components more or less already in existence? Was it something you could get off the shelf from another part of the country or something?
No. Some of them were. Yeah, some of them were already in existence. Our online courses were through a partnership with the Institute for Professional Care Education. That was a mouthful. And then some of the courses we developed on our own specifically for this caregiver training initiative.
All right. So and any figures thus far about and how long has it been available and how many people have taken a part so far are the questions?
Well, it's been available since 2014, and we've had hundreds of Oregonians that have already been trained, and we have hundreds more signing up, and we're very excited about this. There's been caregivers and community organizations across the state have been expressing how needed it is and how excited they are to have this resource.
Do people get some sort of certificate of completion of the program or some other sort of certification when they are done?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. And what does it entitle them to do? What are the limits to that certification?
Well, it depends on your licensure. So if a particular, this is mainly for professional caregivers, of course, that are licensed, they are required to take continuing education units in order to maintain their license. And so when they take these courses that apply to their continuing education, they can print off the certificate and then present it to the state when they reapply for their license.
And so licensed caregivers, these are the people who have to be licensed to perform care with people who are not members of their family. You don't have to be licensed to take care of members of your own family.
No, of course not. This is just professional caregivers that are licensed to take care of people.
And what's the general license period for them?
You know, that's a really good question. I'm not absolutely sure about that.
All right. And do we have any sense for whether most of the care is in-home care with family members versus it is through licensed caregivers?
It's a pretty broad range. I would say that, there are a lot of family home caregivers, and there are, I'd have to get those statistics for you, but it's a lot.
Generally, as dementia progresses, we're talking more hours a day of care, I would think.
Yes, exactly. We are talking more hours. And even now, if you think about a family caregiver who has a family member at home, that's 24 hours of care. And a lot of time, they don't even consider themselves as caregivers. And so they don't take breaks. They don't take care of themselves. And they don't understand, that they really are a caregiver and that they need these resources and training. And this is also to bring awareness to the family caregivers that, yes, this is out here for you, and you're not alone. You have a partner now. We're here to help.
Are you getting much feedback thus far from people who have taken the online training and have reported back what they thought of it?
Yes, we are getting feedback, and so far the feedback has been excellent. Everyone is very pleased and very appreciative of what we have to offer.
All right, so they just need to go to OregonCarePartners.com, and they link up through all the services there?
Yes, exactly.
Please. Angie Neal is the Project Director for Oregon Care Partners. We're talking about the Oregon Caregiver Training Initiative designed to raise the level, the standard of care for people receiving care in episodes of dementia. Angie, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. I appreciate it so much.
Take care.